Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all sample Chateau Saint-Jean Sonoma County Cabernet. Further, we have the return of Wine Vault Trivia, where the Triple B takes on the unlicensed taxi driver. Who will be the winner? Well, it certainly won't be our educational system. Nevertheless, sit back, relax, and enjoy the stupidity of the Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. This is Rob the Wine Guy. Tonight, we have an exciting matchup.
Tonight won't be just any night.
Okay, what we have lined up for you tonight, first, we have an excellent wine. But secondly, folks, instead of a potpourri, we have another match of Wine Vault Trivia.
Hello!
This time between my panel tonight, and that is Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, and the challenger. Well, it's not really a challenger when you're playing the person that lost before, but anyway.
I know, I'm in the loser's bracket already.
No, I think you're the favorite.
No, it's like boxing.
A lifetime with Rob, you're the favorite, with knowledge.
It's like boxing, so when you start off in the ranks, you go to the bottom rung. And so you have to face the person that's on the bottom, and okay. That would be Scott, is the bottom. He's power bottom.
Stop. I knew where you were headed.
Anyway. So with that, folks, I'm going to tell you what we're drinking tonight. Tonight we're drinking should be a good wine, hopefully. It is. It
makes me so nervous, because sometimes we get these and they're doozy.
Well, this is a common one.
You're on a little bit of a roll, though. You've podcasted several decent / to good ones in a row.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this one is Chateau Saint-Jean, who we love.
We love you.
Their Sonoma County Cabernet from 2013. And this is their mid-20s cab. They have a California cab. We don't want that.
Yeah.
And something else. I don't know what that's called. And then they have this, and then they have an Alexander Valley. Because Chateau Saint-Jean, they're in Sonoma. They're not in Napa. And then they go on to everything else. So, and I've been to that. Did you know that we've been to Chateau Saint-Jean?
Yes.
I recognize it from the
label. Yeah, we've been there.
Oh, so, Rob, have you ever been to Chateau Saint-Jean?
I have.
Oh.
It was a good day. So, when we come back, we're going to get this wine out of the way so we can get to what we're really about, and that's the battle of the wits. Right back on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. So, folks, we're back. I was going to do more on the break, but I saw Scott was just dying to get into this wine.
Hello. Well, we kind of want to say hello to the audience.
You can. You got mics. So the wine, folks. Starting off with the wine.
Okay.
The 13 Chateau Saint-Jean Sonoma County Cabernet. First of all, it is dark.
Yeah.
Dark. Hit. Slightly purple. It's exactly what you want a cab to look like.
You couldn't have.
No. There's no. So I mean, yeah, I guess you could spread it out and see a little translucence if you really tried. But sitting there in the glass, there's no hint of translucence, really. Very, very, very dense wine looking in the glass.
Yeah.
You got 14.4% alcohol, so it's pretty much a standard cab alcohol level. Nice legs. Just a bit of cupping, but not too bad. Overall, a very, very pretty wine in the glass.
Beauty.
But we've had wines that look good in the glass that taste bad in the mouth.
There's a hint of... It's almost black.
It's really
dark.
It's as dark as we've had in this price range, I think.
It's beyond plum looking. It's dark.
You know what it smells like on the nose? And I just took a whiff. It smells like the Louis Martini Sonoma Cab on the nose.
It's a really...
Which is $10 less.
But it's a, to me, it's a sugary nose. Yeah, but I agree. It's like a berry sugary nose.
It's not like it's a fruit sweet. Yeah, it's a fruit sugar nose.
It's a bright.
It smells
fruit.
Like a berry cobbler.
Oh, berry! Doesn't it? It does.
Bang.
Yeah,
berry cob. Well, that's a cab nose kind of. I mean, especially a Sonoma cab nose.
I love that description of a berry cobbler, and it just.
I don't think that you can really break it down any more than that. It smells like berry cobbler. Yeah.
Very
berry cobbler.
Simple. I'll tell you what's absent.
Oh yeah,
there's almost no alcohol in the nose.
No. The berry is just so prominent. But then you have that little brambly sweetness that's in the background. It's berry cobbler. You're spot on.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's. Do you get points for that? I don't know. Anyway,
I get almost. I'm not sure I get any alcohol in the nose.
Yeah. Not really.
If I'm like really, really sticking my nose in, I can maybe, but I don't know if I'm.
You really have to pull.
Right.
And
this
with
has been
that,
decanted for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Now.
There is a little bit back there in the background. A chocolate. When you pull hard to get that alcohol, a little chocolatey earthiness too.
Yeah, I was going to say earthiness. I get
it's
the earthiness.
Back there.
Yeah.
It's back there. Yeah. I got to drink it.
You're going to drink it? The earthiness, I'm trying to decide if it's an herbal earthiness or like a rocky.
Something else.
How would you describe it?
Almost some more towards like woody. Mm. Not mushroom, not dirt, not like wet creek, not I don't think minerally.
Mm-hmm.
I would go almost like a. Wet, like a wet wood smell, like a bark, smell.
I could see that.
There's some cassis.
Yeah, there's that with it.
Yeah. And I've just taken a sip, folks. I'm going to take another sip.
He always goes in first.
I know, wow.
He's so undisciplined.
Oh, well. It tastes exactly like a $20-some California Sonoma cab should taste. Fruit, oak,
chocolate,
tannin, chocolate.
A little coffee, a little cocoa.
Yep.
Mocha. It's a little lean. It's a little lean on the mouthfeel.
I initially, in my first sip, that's why I never commented after that. I took more in on the second sip. To really coat the mouth and get it going. And it's a medium to full bodied cab. It's tight though.
The oak surprised me because I didn't smell it that much.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so the taste surprised me.
Yeah.
It's the oak is really well balanced with the astringency of this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little astringent for a cab, maybe. Slightly, you know, it's not as stringent as like a Merlot, but
that's not astringency. That's tannin.
I almost am
because it's in the back of
the back of the palate.
Yeah, and it's dusty.
What do you mean dusty? Help me with dusty.
I don't know. It's just a term I use.
If you smell the nose
wispy,
now
wispy
after you've
tannins.
Tasted it, I almost smell some kind of salty meat.
Well, you can actually. I will acknowledge that. Once you taste it and you really get permeated with it, you start picking up more.
Do you smell it?
I think Rob just hit the nail on the head after you put this in your mouth. The nose is different.
I'm gonna
I don't
be frank,
know what that is.
The more you drink this, it starts to grow on you, and you start to like it. The first sip, I was like, but you know what it reminds me of? Same thing. I don't think you had it. The Louis Martini Sonoma Cab. That did the same thing. The first sip, you're like, meh. And then you drink some more, and you drink some more, and you drink some more. You're like, oh, okay. And it starts to grow on you, and you start to really pull in what's there.
But I'll tell you, there is an astringent, like, deposit on my tongue right now.
It's because it's, I'll be honest, it needs a couple years
in
the bottle.
You think we drank this too early?
It would make sense for us to drink it 2 years after the release is.
Yeah.
You buy another bottle, you set it back. Mm-hmm.
That's my after we've had a couple tastes here. That's my impression. This has some ageability.
This is gonna.
I mean, you can drink this now, but this is hold on to it for a couple years and
not seven, not five. We're talking about 2 years or so. very short-term seller.
I know you've covered this before, but what happens with oak in a cab when you age it?
Well, what happens, basically, is you're going to have certain chemical properties start to break down and mellow and turn into other flavors. So it's just a chemical compound change over time. That's what you have.
So what happens to the oak?
Well, it depends. I mean, it just depends on how the wine matures. Sometimes it lessens, but sometimes the fruit falls out and that's all you got. This one, the oak isn't the dominating factor for me. It's toasty, but it's not. It's big enough and everything else, and it's tannic enough that I don't really get. I'm not bothered by it.
I'm not even sure. The oak's balanced with the tannins. And I still say there's a little astringency there. There's a little drying on the back of my palate with the finish.
That's tannin.
Okay.
It's astringent tannin. It's that tannic. I kind of think, you know, and we had this an episode or so ago, depending on when these get aired. The Benzinger cab. I think it's the same year. Sonoma County. About the same price.
Was it that much?
Yeah, it was in the mid-20s. Give me a break. You know what it lacked? Because you still have some of that. One thing I do notice is probably from the oak on the finish is a bit of a tea, like a tea effect. Well, the astringency, but then it has.
No, it's black tea.
Yeah.
It's 100%. It's like goddamn Earl Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Black. It's like English breakfast tea. It's serious. It's a tea. This is black tea.
But
this is as black tea. This
the Benzinger had that, but it didn't have anything else really to match up with it. And what it did, you know what black tea can be?
Bitter.
Green pepper in the wrong configuration. It's the same compound that turns.
I wonder if chemically it is the same thing.
Well, I mean, in this it comes across as black tea. In the Benzinger, it came across as being green. And the Benzinger didn't have any of the body and any of the tannin to back any of this up. It was just lean in that. Benzinger was terrible. Terrible. But this is not terrible. This is very good. I mean, I think you have
to... There's a lot going on here. I mean, let's get back to the specifics of this. Let's talk about the fruit. What's going on here with the fruit? Go, say what you're going to say, then let's get to it.
One thing I'll say is it's chunky.
Maybe.
In the fact that, you know, it reminds me of a lot of the cabs we've had. The ones that aren't like this are like the Coppola, even though it's Sonoma. The Coppola directors, it's not like this. It is not doesn't have the girth and the beefiness of this. But it has a little more subtlety and elegance and a little bit more approachable flavors to it. This does remind me a little bit of the Louis Martini. However, the Louis Martini was a little more elegant in its approach, too. But this is somewhere in there.
And I'm jotting down some review notes on this one. Mm-hmm. It's not the most fruity cab on the front palate. I'm not saying there's not fruit present there. It's there.
It's not sweet fruits. It's not bright fruits.
It's not what you expect from the nose.
It's not big fruits either. They're very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite brambly.
No.
But
there's a plum, but it's slightly plummy, but it's not a sweet plum. It just has the plummy fleshiness to it. There's a black cherry slight element, but it doesn't quite get going there. What the hell else is that? I mean, once again, it doesn't come across. The cassis doesn't really follow through.
They're blended kind of a currant, plum, black cherry thing.
Currant is one. It's all slightly woody, currant, though.
Yeah,
that's it. And that's where we talked about that woody, barky note. Is it coming out?
All intermingled with a little bit.
But in the
of
front palate? The woodiness in the front palate or more towards the middle?
All those are mid palates. Yes. There isn't that much of a
There's front not palate a front
palate. You don't have those sweet fruits. So that's what you're catching, mid palate. Which is fine. That's just a different style. And I think we've seen that in other things. You know what we saw that in? We saw that in the Louis Bernard Cote du Rhone. There wasn't a front palate, it was a mid palate.
But that's more expected of an old world.
Yeah, I mean, blend. But cabs aren't necessarily front palate fruity. Zins typically are.
Right.
But not cabs.
But
They're not supposed to be.
What's different about this cab? It's not a big, fruity, Cali-style cab.
What is a Cali-style cab? Scott, this is not in any way
it's not a world.
Euro.
No.
Euro. So if it's not Euro, then it has to be Cali.
Well, but this is somewhere on the less fruity side of a cab.
But there are different areas for cab. Okay. This is what Sonoma cabs taste like.
Okay.
Louis Martini was similar. The Benzinger has similar elements to it, although it's junk.
What would you taste in a Napa cab?
Napas are a little bit rounder, brighter, bigger fruits, although they are, for the most part, bigger as a whole. They are a little bit more... Well, see, that's the thing. Some people swear by Sonoma cabs. Some people swear by Napa cabs. Mm. The Napa cabs tend to get just bigger because it's warmer there.
Right.
You know? It just is on average. So, you know, it just depends on where it is in Sonoma, I suppose, and what they're doing it with. Some of the Appalachians, if it's Alexander Valley, that's a great cab area, and you can make some badass cabs in Alexander Valley. But if you're also mixing it with some other stuff where it's meant for blending, it just depends on what part of Sonoma you're drawing from. Most of Napa is just cab territory. That's the thing about Napa. So if you say Napa cab... Okay, that's Napa County, but every area in Napa County, those other than like Los Carneros, which is Chardonnay, is cab country, but not all Sonoma is cab country. So you might have a minority grape stock from one of the other areas, like a Dry Creek. They're making some cab in Dry Creek, so they pull from there. That's not necessarily a cab area, but they're pulling from there for this blend because it's still Sonoma. Who's to say? There's no Russian River, but it could be anything. It could be just stock from Sonoma County. It could be Lake County. You know, it could. That's Sonoma AVA, man. So, you know, you have a little bit of that as a thing. I mean, there's so many different little segments. Let's look at the back here. Chateau Sergi makes its home in Sonoma, a region dramatic of diversity, perfect for growing a wide variety of exceptional grapes. That's true. They're saying this shows notes of dark berries, cassis, and hints of cedar box.
Boom.
Yeah.
The woody thing that's kind of from the front palate to the mid.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah, you know, Sonoma County, you could have a wide variety of things that are put in here. So who's to say? That's why the Alexander Valley is a couple bucks more, because it's allegedly a more premium product. But this does taste like, does have similar flavor profiles in certain ways of a lot of the other Somas we've had. Some can excel better, some can't.
I think this one's probably has the most ageability of what we've had in the Sonomas.
I would say that it and the Martini are similar in their abilities. But then again, we have some more Sonomas to drink.
One of my critiques of this would be that I don't taste the tannins in as much because of the oak, that it kind of masks the tannins for me some.
So do you get that, what I was talking about, the astringent coating on your tongue afterwards? That's what Rob was talking about, the tannins. I mean, not in a bad way whatsoever. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish it was more tannic.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
I really like tannins in a red wine.
Well, I think you like tannins that are coming at you in a different way.
Right.
And this is not built around a big Napa cab. It's around a nice Sonoma cab. So it's not the same. It's like, you know, I like your leather interior in your Kia, but my leather in my Mercedes is just a little bit better. I mean, I like leather, but I like my Mercedes leather other than your Kia leather. I mean, I'm not saying, well, that's maybe... I have my Mercedes, but you have a Chevy, Impala. A nice new one, fancy one, LTZ, Max, but it's not a Mercedes. Yes, and with that, folks, we're going to be back, and when we come back, folks, we're going to get it on with Wine Vault Trivia. We'll be right back.
We have...
We'll be right back.
I'm in.
Folks, and we're back. Now, we have a very important matchup, folks. This is Wine Vault Trivia. Tonight, we have the unlicensed taxi driver in the loser's bracket and the new challenger trying to move up to face sometime the elusive superstar Steve Gibson, the Triple B. Tonight's episode, we've refined the rules because last time it was a little bit of slapshot.
Slapshot? Cheating?
No.
There's a Reuter news release the other day.
Reuter?
Those two?
Reuters.
Oh, Reuter.
Reuters.
Well, that's a question, and you just missed it.
Let's just read that report.
That's a Kentucky pronouncement. Reuters. Hey, Reuters news. You think they really want something
let's
called
Reuters?
Let's
read that report.
Reuters.
No. Well, I think we should.
Rob did cheat for Steve, though, because okay. It was named... I think it was named an ABA, and he started to say Sonoma, and you didn't pick up on it.
Steve jumps on it.
Sonoma. And, like, you just gave
he
that.
He fed him the answers, like, three different times.
He did.
Well,
he gave Steve full points when he answered my questions. I got half.
Yep.
Whenever I see Steve, I hear the Chariots of Fire music in the back of my mind. Because he's just, like, he's so close to the finish line, but he can't quite get there. Da, 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 da. And I need to save him and help him across the line.
It's like the Saturday Night Live skit.
Well, it was more like
you had to pick him up because his legs are broken, put him in a wheelchair, and then you dumped him a couple times in the ocean.
Yeah.
He wakes up all wet. There's like a crab on the end of his nose.
Honestly,
and then you pushed
like
him across
Will
the
Ferrell
line
in the Jeopardy of Saturday Night Live. I mean, I've never met some two dumber motherfuckers in my entire life. So
you better not say that tonight.
Hope not.
Breaking news. Reuter news flash. Congress considers investigation in Russian coercion into the Wine Vault podcast trivia gaming controversy. Sources report rampant fraud and undue influence.
There's no
end story.
Do you think it was alternate facts?
Yes. So, folks, on to tonight's matchup. The categories, folks, are AVAs, and those are wine areas. Please stop doing that. Superstar styling.
This is like Will Ferrell doing Jeopardy.
Mind of the wine guy. Wine knowledge, which we know there's very little of it. And potpourri.
You know,
there are four prices.
Why
five
isn't there a category for the unlicensed taxi driver?
Perhaps there will be next time.
Maybe
a few more.
Next time?
The Triple B.
Next time? What about the Triple B?
There always can be. AVA, they wondered what the California
suspect.
Called.
Very suspect.
Yes. No, there might be. And there might be questions that pertain to you. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
So, folks.
I think this was...
The question...
Gerrymandering. When I was in high school, I won several Quiz Bowl championships.
There are 5-point questions, 10-point questions, 15, and 20. There are bonus questions that exist.
Like Double Jeopardy?
Yes, exactly like that. And I have the instructions here on my things. And then there's a final Jeopardy question, folks. If we have buzzers, you buzz in, you're the first one to answer. If you get it wrong, yes, that's Scott's, and yours is.
Rob also sealed the final question
in an envelope.
He is taking this so seriously.
Well, I don't want there to be any kind. I don't want you to
chicanery?
Think that she saw.
What I would like is for the next time for you to do this in front of like an independent auditing
company. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, you need to go to, like, the Ohio State Lotto Association and have them.
Well, they're kind of questionable.
How about
I think
Hank?
We need to have someone.
Can I get Hank?
No.
No.
Steve?
No.
No. Definitely not.
Deb?
No.
No.
She's not interested in this.
No, she would make me win.
Paige.
Oh, fine. Bring Paige out.
Paige would be a good
I
choice.
I could care less. It's not my problem.
There's the daddy factor, but you guys are pretty tight.
Yeah, I would. Like it might be difficult for her. I would honestly say someone like your Uncle Jim.
He doesn't want to come do this.
He would love it.
No, he would not. Anyway.
He would have probably invited us to his lake house.
Well, I'm not Scott. But
we've
anyway.
Never done...
A pool and a pond.
We've never done the wine ball on location at Buckeye Lake.
We haven't.
So, folks, we're going to start off the game. We're going to have the challenger pick first.
Is that me? Am I the visiting team?
Yes.
In my own home.
Oh, just shut up and pick the fucking... God... Just pick the fucking question.
I'm going to pick. I don't know where to go. Wine knowledge for five.
Wine knowledge for 5 points. A very, very...
I wish we had just flipped a coin.
It's okay. It's just the pick.
I know. It's just so stressful. I'm ready.
Wine knowledge for five.
Wait.
They're shaking, folks.
We're shaking hands.
Now, remember, I have to complete the full question.
No, you don't.
Before no way.
You buzz in. Yes.
No way. That's not Jeopardy rules. That's Alex not Trebek rules doesn't do that.
That's not.
Do I look like Alex Trebek?
No, you look like Dennis DeYoung.
Shut up.
You know who he looks like? Brian Reed.
Brian Reed.
From His American Life in Serial in S-Town. He looks a lot like him. Google it.
Okay, here's the question.
Brian Reed and Dennis DeYoung's illegitimate love child.
Oh, you fucking jackass. Okay. For 5 points, wine knowledge.
Lady.
I'm so nervous.
When I'm with you.
Where do the tannins in wine come from?
Well.
Why don't you want to buzz in the dum-dum?
Are we doing negative points?
Yes, we're doing negative points.
Where do
tannins in wine come from?
If you don't buzz in, you both get negative points.
What?
No.
That's there's no points taken off
if you don't.
Well, somebody has to buzz in.
Then it gives the answer.
No.
I mean, we're not buzzing in.
You dumbass. This is a 5-point wine
knowledge. We should know, but we don't.
Well, buzz in.
No, I'm not giving away 5 points. I'm not giving away 5 points.
I am not either.
I'm not giving
away 5 points. I have the most vaguest of guesses, but I don't know it.
I will assess you both negative 5 points.
Ugh.
Go ahead.
Oak.
No. Scott, for free.
I'm rolling my eyes.
That was so, you were so coerced.
You don't have to press that.
Tannins and wine come from the conversion of sugar into alcohol.
No. They come from the grape skins.
Grape skins.
Oh, I maybe knew that.
We knew that.
No, you didn't.
We should have known. That's...
Okay. Back to Becky.
That's terrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I'm going to do wine knowledge for 10. We did really well so far.
Well, we at least stop and do the answer after it was given to us.
Mm-hmm. Wine knowledge for 10.
Okay. What if we don't get any answers?
Now, folks, this is a multiple choice. So you want me to go through it all?
Okay.
In the USA under law, the word reserve pertains to which wines? A, wines aged for 3 years. B, wines aged for 5 years. C, wines aged for 2 years. Or D, any wine.
Shit, my buzzer didn't buzz.
Becky.
D, any wine.
That is correct, folks. Nice job.
Bam. I actually knew that one.
I knew it too.
There are no
in.
Laws as
well,
to
we,
that.
But we had to wait for what you read for the answer. We just
slow
said D.
Slow on the draw. All right, Becky with 5 points.
Hooray.
So Becky,
I'm not negative. Do you want me to keep my own score over here?
If you'd like. You can. That way we can double check it. Scott, big fucking zero. Okay, Becky.
Big fucking zero.
Oh.
You're still
my
the
hero.
Board.
Zero. Me.
Wine knowledge for 15.
That's good. I don't have to change pages. Oh. Well, this is going to be bad for Scott. Because he doesn't know any of this stuff. Wine knowledge for 15 points. Name all 5 of the classic red grapes of Bordeaux.
I don't even know if I can name one.
Unlicensed taxi driver.
Merlot.
Okay.
Cab Sauv. Cab Franc.
Mm-hmm.
Petit Verdot.
Mm-hmm.
Eat Crow. Malbec.
Malbec is correct. 15
Whoa.
Points. For Scott.
That's worth more than 15.
Good job. Scott got 15 points. So that means, back to Scott, you have control of the board now.
Wine knowledge
you're
for 20.
You're not keeping his score correct.
He's got 20.
He had minus. Oh,
I
see what
minus.
You're doing. You're
minus.
Not you're not doing the...
If you steal, you don't get that off because you don't have a choice. 20 points, folks.
Okay.
20 points. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Didn't look quick. 15 points is a bonus question. You get a bonus question, folks.
Uh-oh.
This is also worth 15 points.
Can I steal it if he gets it wrong? Or only
yes.
Scott can
on the bonus?
You can steal the bonus.
But I don't get penalized if I miss the bonus question.
No, you do not.
Do I?
No.
Okay.
Name 2 thin-skinned red grape varietals, too.
Wow. I know one. I need to think hard on the second one. Pinot Noir. Shit. The second one.
I'm going to need your answer, Scott.
Oh, he gets to answer first. Okay.
I'm sorry.
God, I don't know.
Exhaling is not the answer.
I don't have it.
Just guess. Just guess.
Throw out a grape. You're not going to get penalized.
I don't, but I...
Riesling.
Cab Franc.
Cab Franc. That's incorrect. On to Becky.
Pinot Noir.
Okay.
And it's a red?
Yes. I need your answer.
Cab Franc was my guess.
I only said that because I don't know much about it and I'm not sure about anything.
That actually is one of those that's on the fringe, but it's not.
It's not the correct answer.
No. Petit Mansing.
No, that's a white wine. The answer to Pinot Noir, you were correct. Gamay, Nebbiolo, Sangiovese, or Merlot would have been acceptable.
Merlot?
Yes,
Charles. Sangiovese, I almost went Italian.
Cab Franc
was close, but
that's
a good guess. We don't know.
That was a hard question, too, because once you said it and it was wrong, I couldn't think of anything else.
Yes. That's a good
I knew one of the Italians was, and I couldn't come up with it.
That's tough. Yeah. That was a good question.
So, Scott, still control the board. Do you still want 20 for wine
knowledge? Wine knowledge for 20.
All righty.
I'm so nervous.
Describe the main differences in the winemaking processes between sherry and port.
I'm just rolling my eyes.
Well to do. You'll kiss those 15 points goodbye. It's 20 points. It's supposed to be hard.
Are you going to make us...
There's one main difference in the winemaking process. Oh, Scott.
Port is a fortified wine. And that's the difference between the winemaking process of port and sherry.
Well, folks, there's only one thing to say to that.
Charlie.
They're both fortified wines.
So shit.
Over to Triple B, would you like to steal? No. Okay. She doesn't know this. No, sherry is fortified after the fermentation process. Port is fortified during fermentation process. Matter of fact, halfway through. So, no points there. But Scott, even though you're now at -5, you have control of the board still. And we're out of wine knowledge.
Thank God.
Potpourri.
To begin with.
Potpourri for 10.
Potpourri.
Whoa.
For 10 points, folks. Have to flip to that there. And tonight's Wine Vault Wine Trivia Game is brought to you by Craig Walters Allstate Insurance. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
I have a question.
Yes.
If Craig was in charge of this, would he make me or Scott win?
I don't think Craig could do that. I think Craig would be nebulous and not make anybody win.
I'm not going to make any negative comments about Craig because I love him so much. Okay. For 10 points in Potpourri.
I think if his son was playing, he'd make his son win.
Oh, this is good. Name.
What's this category?
This is Potpourri.
Okay.
It can be anything. Name. Three wines from pre-podcast Wine Vault. Wines that we reviewed that we never aired. Not the ones we've done. Old ones. Pre-podcast what? Wine Vault.
Three wines. I don't even understand this question.
Well, then that's why you'll fail.
I've got two. I don't think I have the third.
You might want to guess.
I don't want to guess. Guess loses points. God. Oh, can I bring just one?
Are you talking about, like, rejected ones?
No. Ones that we never aired, never put out there. They're old. Think just old stuff. When we were screwing around.
I don't have a third one. I've got two. I don't have it.
Name two pre-podcast think to them. Unlicensed.
Grafone Primitivo. Tribunal.
That's correct.
I just didn't have a third one.
That's good enough. I would have taken Tribunal, Ravenswood Lodi, Vidiano, Grafone, anything Grafone, because there's also the Chiantes. Luce, Turley 14 Cab, Coppola Merlot, Ars Vitis, Shield Shiraz.
I knew we did a Turley, I can't remember which one.
Yeah, that was the only thing I could have guessed.
So, now, Scott, you still have control of the board, and we're both tied at 5 points, folks.
Woohoo! Yay!
Superstar for 10.
Superstar. Stylings for 10 points. Alrighty. For 10 points, folks. In which episode does Steve state that he is Father Gibson? Now, you can say the episode number or the wine that we reviewed. In which episode does Steve state that he is Father Gibson?
Charlie, time us out on this shit.
Now, some people might have said they laughed at this part.
Father Gibson, give us your money. I got nothing.
I don't know.
Oh, folks, nobody knows?
I don't know the titles.
No, what? You don't know the one that we reviewed? That's the title. No? It is episode 32, St. Francis, Old Vines, and hence
I should have known
the
it was,
Father Gibson.
I was trying to think. All I could think of were Chateau Saint something, but yeah.
Okay. Scott, you still
wine guy. Wine guy, give me Superstar Silence for 5.
For 5,
yeah, we should have started at 5.
I like to bounce.
For 5 points, in which episode did Steve's liver make its first appearance?
Oh, wow.
It's a good question, isn't it?
I think it's just easier to guess a really low number.
No, this is a relatively...
Officially.
Oh, officially.
We talked to Steve's liver. We interviewed him.
And it's aired.
It's aired.
It's aired. Oh, my goodness. He's kind of a recurring character.
Yeah, he is.
It's
going to become a point where his liver ranks above actually Steve.
Well, that's the only thing we can get on the show anymore.
Yeah, well, apparently Steve's liver is taking up smoking, too, because he has a 3-pack-a-day smoker's voice now.
Yeah.
His voice has changed.
So do we have a question?
We've got nothing. I got nothing.
No?
I feel like we should guess, because it's only 5 points.
We're going to lose 5.
Just buzz in.
How many points do you have?
Both have 5 points.
Yeah, we're really doing well.
But Scott's been more active than you. You've only guessed once.
I lost 20.
Okay, go ahead.
Episode 27.
Triple B says 27. No, I'm sorry. Do you even know what episode 27
is? I have no idea. No. 27.
We have 37 posted as of now, so that was kind of a bad one. No, it's Klein Lodi Zinfandel, episode 30.
How the hell is going to remember that?
Yeah, I know it.
I picked 27 because it's a nice number.
That is a nice number. Eddie George's number. So, back to the unlicensed taxi driver. You still have control of the board, even though you haven't done much. Yeah. What do you choose?
Mind of the Wine Guy for 5.
Mind of the Wine Guy for... Oh, that's right. Mind of the Wine Guy for 5. Let's go back here to that. Oh, yes. Ooh. What exact wine did Rob refer to as a bottom shelf wine? Bottom shelf wine.
Is there only one?
Specifically, I referred to it as a bottom shelf wine. Well, Scott the unlicensed taxi driver.
Lindemann's been 50.
You're back down to 0.
Damn it! But that's a bottom shelf wine.
Has that aired?
What if I just know the manufacturer? I don't know the wine. That's what I'm thinking.
That's fine.
I think it was a Behringer.
We have never reviewed a Behringer on this show. Or drank anything from Behringer.
Oh.
That's okay. Because it doesn't count. That's fine. No, it was actually Klein Lodi Zin once again.
I almost said that.
Yes.
Really?
Because it's on the bottom shelf. You got to take apart the shelf, lift it up. Yes, you remember that?
It might even be below the shelf. You might even use small children.
Yes, see, located. You need to remember these things.
Those have been 50.
Yes, no. So, since none of the one of you can get anything right, I'm licensed.
Rob, why don't you? Why don't you pick a category?
No,
for us?
You do it.
You need to mark out
potpourri for five.
What's that?
Potpourri for five.
Okay. Thank you for your bookkeeping.
And mark out potpourri five.
Oh, I will. Not sure why it matters. Okay. Oh, this should be easy.
Okay.
Of the aired episodes, what is the youngest wine we have reviewed? Youngest wine. Becky.
I think it was 19 Crimes.
Oh my, folks! We have a correct answer.
Woo-hoo! Woo-woo-woo-woo!
I have a
I'm
heart
at zero.
You're a five.
No, I was at minus five.
No, you were at five. You missed a 5-point question.
I've missed 3 5-point questions.
I didn't have that. So you're at zero. Oh, fine. You're at zero.
Yeah, but if you answer my question, you don't get deducted.
Yeah. So you're at five.
Okay.
Like if you try to steal, you don't lose the
points. Oh, really? Because you should.
It's mandatory. No. So, Becky, now that you have control of the board
scoring.
From the dummy, what do you select?
Potpourri for 15.
Ooh.
Oh, you won't get this, but that's okay. Potpourri for
negative. You get negative points for that negative attitude.
I don't care. In which episode is no potpourri included in the final cut? In which episode? You can say the wine or the episode number. Probably the wine would be the way to go. In which episode is no potpourri included on the final
can
cut?
Can you give us a hint why?
Because it was shitty. We talked about how great we were. It's not very entertaining.
Well, and yeah, it's false, too.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Are we allowed to look online at our episodes?
You can't figure that out.
But if I looked, I could remember the episodes.
If you listen to all 37 episodes, you might figure
well,
it out.
That's what Rob told me to do to prepare. Listen to all 37 today.
Yeah, that would help. But these are actually really pertaining to things since we had the last trivia.
Oh, God, I know what I want to say it was.
If you don't know it by now,
yeah,
it
buzzes.
You'll never, ever, ever know. No, it is Pepper Jack Barossa Red, episode 34.
Wow.
No potpourri on that. It was terrible.
These are really difficult questions.
Well,
not for me.
Trivia about...
I know every one of these without having to look it up.
Oh, my God, because you did the freaking questions.
That's true. Okay. Becky, you still have control.
Potpourri for 20.
Oh, no. Okay, potpourri for 20. And this one, I'll actually tell you what episode this is from. What type of ladies is the Superstars' rabid fan base revealed to be consisted of in episode 25, Kenwood Sonoma Zinfandel? What type of ladies is the Superstars' rabid fan base revealed to be consisted of in episode 25? Becky.
Ladies of the Night?
That's incorrect.
Dang.
Scott. That would be Scott. El Scoot.
It was a reference to older ladies.
That is a 20 points.
Way to
for
go.
Scott. Good job. Should have buzzed in on that. I said not the younger ones, the older ones. Yes.
He gets points for that.
Yes, he does. He gets 20 points for that.
Oh.
Take my breath away. But there's plenty of points on the
there's
board.
There's more points left on
so
the board.
So how many points does Scott have?
He has 20 points.
Oh, I have minus
15. Mind of the Wine Guy for 10.
Mind of the Wine Guy for 10 points. Lots of time to come back there, folks. Mind of the Wine Guy for 10 points. In what episode did Rob discuss the virtues of Burger King?
Oh.
In what episode did Rob discuss the virtues of Burger King? It could be the wine...
Can we talk about what the virtues of Burger King were?
No.
It was chicken sandwich.
Well, that is true. But what episode was that in? What were we reviewing at that time?
Or the number.
I'm betting that you know the name of the wine before you know the number. And even a partial name of the wine. Charlie, will take partial names? Charlie. Charlie's passed out. So I will say that we'll take partial
names. Partial names. Okay. Yeah.
You were both there.
Zinfandel.
No. The name of the winery, for Christ's sake. And that
it was a red wine.
Yeah.
Do it. You
I'm
guess,
not,
right?
I'm not sure. This is an absolute 100% guess. I think it was Dry Creek, but I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to risk 20, 15 points.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, folks, it was Red Rock Winery's Winemaker's Blend.
What number? Jesus. Oh, 33. I would have gotten it wrong. I was going to say 35.
No idea. I was so wrong.
I didn't know that was that hard.
What episode did you talk about Burger King?
Well, that was pretty
I remember it, but it was very difficult.
No, we're running back for 20.
Oh, for 20. You're skipping over the 15, huh?
I just attended 15, didn't we?
I don't know. I know there are two how to buzz in if you don't know for sure.
No, you just did 10.
Okay.
You want to go to 15?
Jesus. 20.
20, all right. Okay. For 20 points, in what episode did Rob refer to the nose of a wine as paraffin wax and maraschino cherries?
I don't know that.
And it's aired.
Everything is aired. That's Let me just say that. Question. I don't ask a question about something that isn't aired. I know Becky doesn't know. Scott.
I don't have it.
Becky, would you like to venture a guess for no risk whatsoever?
Episode 28.
No, it was episode 25. Kenwood Sonoma Zen.
Why didn't Scott get a guess?
Because
he didn't want to guess. Man, what the hell? Scott.
Because of my head. On to the one guy for 15.
Well, to 15.
I'm ready.
Scott, you might get this
one. I'm ready for my comeback.
Okay. From which war did Rob state that Scott's army picture of himself was from? From which war did Rob state that Scott's army picture of himself was from? Scott.
World War One.
Now you're down to 5 points.
What?
That's incorrect.
That's correct.
No. Becky, would you like to venture a guess?
Do I get mine?
Oh, I know what it was now.
You can't guess
No. Korean conflict.
I'm guessing the Korean conflict.
All right, Becky's down to zero.
What?
If you're dumb enough to come back and give her the answer, then you're fucking stupid. Becky,
I'm at zero.
Why did she get points taken away?
She didn't.
I was
first of all, she answered correctly. It was the Korean War.
Well, I answered it correctly. I should get half my points back.
If someone blurts out and has diarrhea of the mouth on Jeopardy,
I buzzed in.
You can't answer the question again after you've answered it incorrectly.
Yeah, you only get one try.
That didn't apply to Steven the first time we played this game.
Steve just answered incorrectly completely, so it doesn't really matter. And by the way, Becky, you have a double question. Now, there's no risk on this one. For 15 points, are you ready?
No, because I know I'm not going to know it.
You might. For which wine did Rob say it smelled like Dimetapp and yeast?
Oh...
For 15 points, Dimetapp and yeast. What wine smelled like?
Can I tell the episode number? Can I guess number?
I think it'd be safer if you just said the wine.
I don't know it, though.
Oh, you know it. I didn't write down the episode's number, so no, you can't.
I don't know.
Scott.
Flying Lodi.
Pepperwood Grove.
No. It would be nice if it did. That was 19 Crams Cabernet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I knew it was one of our worst ones.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the yeast comment.
So, Becky.
Is that the one that was medicinal? That tasted like Robitussin, or was that something
It
different?
Had so much wrong with it, it wasn't even funny. But yeah, he said, Dimetapp and yeast. And it was so yeasty on the nose. It's like when you poured it, you didn't get your nose close to the glass, and it was yeasty.
So now, folks, we have one category that has not been touched. By our competitors because they're chickens.
Because I'm ready.
We haven't known any of the other ones.
I say, what's the score? Let's get a score.
Yeah. Right now, folks, it is 5 for Scott and 0 for Becky. Hey.
Woohoo!
You guys are great.
I wonder how Steve would be doing.
He would have negative 80.
This is very difficult.
Well, it is difficult. You have to actually listen to the show.
Well, do you...
And or read a book. So we're going to start off, Becky, you have control of the board? Scott, no, you do. Scott has control of the board.
No, I have that Becky one that does. I stole.
Okay, 5 minutes ago. Okay, good. So, which AVA point would you like?
5.
5, okay. For 5 points, folks, AVA. In what AVA is Turley's main winery located? I swear to God, Scott. I mean, is there is? Did well, you, were you shot in the head? Is that
main? I don't know.
Which the main one is. They're all over the place. So I didn't.
They only have two wineries. I'm not talking about vineyards. I'm talking about wineries. Oh. Becky.
I don't know where the winery is.
Alexander Valley. No.
No. Absolutely no. Couldn't be more no than Papa. Scott, do you have a guess?
Sonoma County.
No.
I honestly don't know where the wineries are at.
Paso Robles. Yes.
I would not have guessed that.
I don't.
If you'd given
as much as I love them,
15 guesses, I wouldn't have gotten it right.
Okay. I'm going to take the guessing.
How many guesses would it have taken you to get there? May 45.
I honestly don't know where the
wineries are. Well, in fairness, we've talked about this, Scott, before.
I know.
Yes.
Don't pay attention.
So,
I'm focused on
wine. No.
The part owner.
So, to 10 points, since I know that's what you'll pick. 10 points. Name three AVAs within Napa County. Napa. Scott, the Alaskan Taxi Driver.
Oakville.
That's one.
Rutherford.
That's two. No, fuck is not one. Do you know anything else? Could you count to three when you buzzed in?
Don't break my concentration.
I don't think you have concentration.
Oakville, Rutherford, and
are you taking a shit on the stool or you didn't even know something?
Stop, Robert.
Napa.
Napa was the question.
Okay,
thought it was. It could have been a trick question. Rob would do that.
I don't have the third one.
No,
I thought I would have.
Do you not? Down to Becky. You've already heard two that you know are correct. So do you know one more aside from Rutherford and Oakville?
Thanks for giving her that those are correct.
Well, they were correct.
I know. I was hoping.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
Is River Valley in Napa?
No.
Is it in Sonoma?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was your question. No. Oh, Jesus. The Mount Veeder, Rutherford, Oakville, Stag's Leap, Spring Mountain.
Stag's Leap! I knew Stag's Leap!
Atlas Peak.
Fucking Stag's Leap!
Yes, Atlas Peak, Yountville, Calistoga, Oak Knoll, Diamond Mountain, Chillas Valley, Coombsville, Wild Horse Valley, St. Helena, Los Caneros, and Howe Mountain.
Oh, I actually thought about
Howe Mountain. Up on Howe Mountain.
Damn, I didn't know that was Napa, honestly. Yeah.
So.
Shit.
On to the 15 points, since everyone did so well in 10 and 5.
I got 2 out of 3.
Did he get a negative for that?
Yes, he did. You're both at negative 5.
No, he should be at minus 10. That was a 10-point question.
Yes, but he was at 5. Should I explain to you how math works?
Oh, listen, Mr. Baltimore, Iowa education. Freaking.
Name the Californian AVA that is located between and exhibits both properties of Napa and Sonoma within its Cabernets and Bordeaux varietals.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Name the Californian AVA that is located between and exhibits both properties of Napa and Sonoma within its Cabernets and Bordeaux varietals. I've told you about this. Both of you. We have one of the wines in the wine vault in the queue.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah. I think we're already there. I don't have it.
Back in. Nobody guess.
I know what to guess.
What would you guess?
Yes, off the record.
Off the record, I'd go Alexander Valley.
Is that located between Napa and
I don't know.
No. Becky? You don't know.
Mendocino.
No. Knights Valley.
I don't know.
Knights Valley.
Okay. And for 20 points, folks, what AVA is Wente Winery located in? We have one more after this, folks. I just realized we have one question that's after this, too. It's 20 points. But this is what Wente.
It's not the Final Jeopardy?
No. There's one more that we missed. We just marked it wrong.
Okay.
What AVA is Wente Winery located in?
Well, clue. These are really difficult.
Actually, we have two more. Look.
What?
Somehow we just marked them incorrectly.
What are you going to value them at? 20?
No, I'll tell you. Let's see if we get there.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Livermore Valley. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we have two. We have two more questions in Superstar Styling. We have both a 15 and a 20.
The Superstar Styling. I think we just go straight to the final Jeopardy.
No, no, no. You might get these.
I was going to say this might be the easiest one.
Yeah.
After the three count, this one's over.
So, for 15 point, folks, because I've given up letting them choose. In which episode does Steve ask Scott whether he's had a petite man sing in his mouth? A licensed taxi driver.
Albarino. The thinker.
That
it is. Good job.
Good job. See, you're glad.
And that just aired.
10.
Good job.
And then the final question, folks, for 20 points. What type of boxers does the superstar wear? What type of boxers does the superstar
wear? Like brand?
No. He said this specifically.
He talked about boxers multiple times.
A lot of things you can say, Charlie.
I know what the answer is.
Then you say the answer.
But see, you're going to say that it's wrong, and I know that it's right.
Though it's wide varietal. Right, Charlie? Unlicensed?
Not only does he say he wears them, but he recommends to the wine guy that he goes to boxer briefs.
Charlie? That's not what we
That is correct.
For. That's not what we're looking for.
Oh my gosh.
Becky, do you have any
False.
Answers?
False.
You have anything?
No.
Okay. Something unusual, sometimes with clowns or beer cans.
Oh my god.
That's what we're looking for. I'm sorry.
He said so, boxer briefs.
So folks, when we come back, so we're gonna have the final Jeopardy or the final wine trivia question.
I'm
we're certainly
minus 5, so doesn't Scott win by default?
No, he's at minus 10.
How?
Because I just missed 20 points.
So we'll be right back on the Wine Vault. Folks, we here on the Wine Vault are an open opportunity podcast. We would love for you to be a guest in the Wine Vault. Scott, tell them how to do it.
Contact us at thewinevault@outlook.com. Send us a message on the Facebook at thewinevault.rs. Twitter, contact us at @winevaultpodcast. I'm at the O. We're on the Twitter, folks. We're on the Facebook. Contact us at our website.
Folks, you get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of you. We'll bring you on. Hey, who knows? You might even meet the superstar Steve Gibson. Who can say?
God, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, give Steve a fiver. He'll show up. Anyway, folks, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. So, folks, we're back. Now that we've figured out what to do when two people are negative and can't get anything right, what we've done is we've reset the score. So, Becky has 10 points, and Scott has 5 points.
Ooh.
So, basically, Becky can bet a maximum of 10, and Scott can bet a maximum of 5 to tie Becky or win.
This is really pathetic.
Now, just so you know, the subject of...
Yeah, are you going to tell us the topic?
Yes, it is. Comes under the moniker of the mind of the wine guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, if you all are ready...
We're ready.
Now, have you written down how much you're betting?
We don't know the topic.
Mind of the wine guy. Write down what you're betting.
Done.
Are you doing it electronically?
I'm doing it electronically.
That's fine by me.
Okay.
In episode...
I can almost see the answer.
I'm sorry. In episode 30...
Lift it up. Use this something to block it. Okay, go ahead.
In episode 30... That's the Klein Lodi Zinfandel episode.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
What does Rob reveal will be the name of Scott and Becky's new podcast? Exactly, folks. Do, 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 do.
Oh, you can write? Is that what you're doing?
Do,
like,
do,
real Jeopardy?
Do, 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 do. We're not really copying off Jeopardy, so it's a completely separate game. Do, do, do. Do, 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 boom, boom. Scott, we're going to start off with you since you're a low man. First of all, how much did you bet?
No, you don't. You do that afterwards, don't you?
Well, yeah. What did you guess?
I guessed the ass kissers.
And how much did you bet?
Zero.
Oh,
probably
going to
win.
It's incorrect. Becky.
I guess Scott Kisses Becky's Ass podcast.
How much did you bet?
10.
Folks, the correct is ass kissing without the A, so it's kissing.
Yeah.
Folks.
We were all around that shit.
Is the unlicensed taxi driver beats back. That he beat Becky in an embarrassing fashion. So when we come back,
hard night for me.
We're going to review the 13 Chateau Souverain. Chateau Saint Jean Sonoma Cab. It's been that long. We'll be right back in the wine vault. Episode of
that was really brutal.
Wine vault trivia.
I don't think it was really very well prepared.
You were not well prepared, but
I would agree. I would say instead of it being any fault of ours, that it would be the fault of the person putting it together.
Yeah, and just extremely unreasonable expectations.
Yeah, agreed.
I agree, folks. I should have said what color is red wine.
Yeah,
that's like about
the question you asked Steve.
At least Steve answered them correctly.
I liked those questions better, like name four kinds of white wine. Not name the five types of Bordeaux grapes. So
Scott got that right.
He got that one right.
I should have had O2 live on Howl Mountain. You should have gotten Howl Mountain.
I should have had O2 live on Howl Mountain. It was right there. And then I didn't give an answer. I should have just blurted it.
All right.
I wouldn't. That was embarrassing for both of you.
Skip.
I'm not embarrassed.
I'm thinking a little more of a taste of this.
I don't know if you're allowed to say.
Oh my god.
So Becky, this Chateau Saint Jean. What are your opinions of this wine?
When you made the remark earlier about their Napa cabs and their Sonoma cabs, I realized that maybe I am a Napa cab person.
There's also Paso Robles cab.
That some of the...
It's just a distinctly different fruit.
Right, it is. And I don't know that I've ever noticed that before, which is a nice... It's the education of it is really nice. But that doesn't mean that it's still not a nice wine.
Right.
It's a huge wine. There's so many flavors there. I love the original nose was so memorable to me. I loved that it smelled like berry cobbler. That's one of my favorite noses that I've had. It's just difficult for me to take out like some of that personal preference. I wish there were more tannins in it. The oak takes away some of the tannin for me. So I give it an 88.
And I get that. I get what you're saying. I mean, for sure, you know, this isn't right in your comfort zone, for sure. But yet, at the same time, I think you're appreciating what it is, even though it's maybe not in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I also like to know that it has that berry cobbler, strong main characteristic. But then behind that, there was that chocolatey earthiness that was so nice, and the chocolatey earthiness kind of sort of came out in the palate.
Yep.
It's not this fruit forward front palate thing. The fruits are in the mid palate. Mm-hmm. Kind of this amalgamum of not sweet, not quite stewed, somewhere in between those two characteristics of black cherry, currant, and plum. They're and they're round, but they're soft. It's kind of all sort of one fruit note that's not distinctly any of those things, but it's kind of a little of this, little of that. I like the oak and tannin. I think they're well balanced for me. The thing about the tannins I really like is there's this like tannic coating on the tongue after the finish that kind of lasts. Texturally, it's a little leaner for me. It's medium-ish rather than medium to full-bodied. It's more of a medium body for me. I think this is a really nice entry-level, low $20 cab. I'm kind of torn. I'd originally put a 90, but I think my final score is going to be 89. I like this. I recommend this. I'm interested to see what this is in a couple years.
When you gave your description and you said you almost gave it a 90, I almost had a heart attack. I really like this wine.
I do too.
It's exactly what you would hope it would be for what it is. It's not a wine that is their flagship. It's not a wine that they point to and say, this is something that's going to make us a bajillion dollars. It's just something they make. I think it's a little superfluous when you think about they have Alexander Valley and a Sonoma, but that's not, they're not the only wineries that do that.
Right.
Loose Martini is actually a good comp because they do
both those things.
But they also do Napa. But they don't. But nevertheless, they do a Sonoma cab really well. I think if we tasted the Benzinger and this back-to-back, I think we would rate this even higher.
Right.
Because the Benzinger was so fucking bad.
Well,
but I think if we did this and the Loose Martini, this would not shine as quite as well. I think they're very similar in that regard. However, this is $10 more, too. But price isn't really a factor. I mean,
right.
It is.
Right.
With that, though, and mind you, folks, we're talking about a wine, all things said, it's not the focus. It's not intended to be a grand wine. It's intended to be something where they make 15,000 cases and you can buy it readily. Although this is a little harder to find, good wine shops, you can find it. I mean, it's a staple-ish. It met my expectations. Yeah. And I will give it an 88 as well, just like Becky. It doesn't. 89, that's, I think that the Coppola actually is a little more, has a little bit more, it's less cabbish, quite frankly, but it's a little more enjoyable. But there are many wines that are like this in this price range, quite frankly. And we're going to try, actually, every single effing one of them here in the Wine Vault. They're all waiting. We have the Franciscan. We have the Mondavi.
Yep.
We have Rodney Strong.
Yep.
We have two Rodney Strongs. We're going to do them all. But at this price range, if I bought this, you know, and pulled out even at its price, and I drank it, I would not be disappointed.
No, I think, for me, it's just...
It's not special.
It's not special, but it's interesting.
It is interesting. It's good.
It's interesting.
It's a solid base hit wine.
Yes. And I think...
that's 88 for me.
I do
There's
wish
two
that...
reasons I think I scored it higher than you guys. In my mind, forget the interesting. I think we all find it kind of interesting. I think it wasn't... You knew it wasn't in
right.
your
strike
zone.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that little subtle ageability... For what it is, I think I like that about it. And that was, after a couple tastes, that was kind of our biggest thing. This is going to be something different in a couple years.
It's better than the Josh and the Joseph Carr that we had.
Oh, yeah. And
but it's better, but then you go, how much better? Well, you realize once you get up to that 90 is suggesting something really, really exceptional and above. And then you're going into things that are classic. It's not in that range. It's very, very solid and very, very enjoyable.
It's
and
very
that's 88 to 90.
For me, it's very well framed, and I really like the balance between the oakiness and the tannins, and that nice finish where you've got that mouthfeel after it's gone.
It's very tasty. It's very well done.
You know, and maybe I really like Sonoma cabs. I don't know, because
there's nice nothing wrong with an 89. Look at the reviews in the history. 89, 88, 88, 91, 90, 90. It's all about the same thing where we're at.
I think there's a certain drinkability to this that I really like.
It's an 88. It's easy. Like we've said before, bracketed, it's an 88. Well, 87 to 89, 89, 88 to 89. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that most years, unless you're having a really bad Sonoma year, most years it's going to be consistently good.
Yep. But you also recommend this?
Oh, of course I do. I think it's really good. And that's irrespective of price. I think it's good at the price, too.
Right.
It's a solid. I mean, that's the thing. You could blow your money on something that you don't enjoy. Coppola Cinema.
I also agree with what you said that, particularly for the price point, the Lewis Martini is a better wine for the money.
I think I reviewed it about the same.
But I think it's cheaper. It's the same performance, but... Mm-hmm. There's something about this I just find just a little more interesting than that one. Just a little bit. Maybe the framing, I don't know.
I think all things considered, maybe that's a soft 88. This is a firm, a high 89. Right. I don't know.
It's a trending up.
Yeah, but it's
trending up.
Yeah, but they're both similar. But what you can consider, though, an 88 for the Martini at its price range is a more of an accomplishment than an 88 at this.
Right.
That being said, I enjoy them both.
Yep.
And I would pay for both of them.
And if I saw this in a restaurant, I wouldn't hesitate to...
I would love to see what this tastes like with food.
But, yeah, exactly.
Now, Scott, I would point this out, though. There's something called decoy cab that I just had a buck or two cheaper. Yeah. Okay, Becky, decoy cab or this? It's decoy cab. Yeah. I mean, decoy cab running, like, doing touchdowns with firecrackers coming out of their ass... dancing like a son of a bitch with leprechauns running around it.
The other night we had the Hilltop cab.
Hilltop is a few bucks more.
It's a different price point.
But Hilltop is better. But this has its place.
Hilltop is Sonoma, wasn't it?
No, Hilltop's Paso Robles.
Hilltop's Paso Robles.
Like Justin is Paso Robles. This is a few Paso Robles guys, I think. But that being said, I enjoy it. I like it. I recommend it. I think it's good. And I'm sorry that the Triple B lost. You know, it was a noble effort, but you were facing Scott, who's a seasoned, grizzled veteran.
I'm grizzled, all right. Grizzled. And I did bring a trophy for just the occasion, and I'm going to present it to myself.
That's exciting.
It's not like a hooker's foot, is it? It is, isn't it?
Is it her bathrobe?
You have it, like, cut with a bandsaw in a plastic bag, don't you?
The first inaugural Wine Vault Jeopardy trophy, the STP gas treatment trophy.
Do you put that in your MDX?
No, that's why it was.
Why
became
that?
A trophy. I was just waiting for this moment to unveil it.
Why would you ever have that? What would you put that in? Do you even know what that's for? You don't look like a man that... Do you put it in that shitty mower that you bought from somebody?
Do you remember I had the Grey Beast?
Oh, I know that. I don't think that's going to help it.
Octane so exciting. Boost. And you can keep it there with your little mini bottles of water.
That I never drink.
Actually, that's Steve's. Because he's the champion.
No, actually...
He beat you.
No.
Steve you would be the champion. Steve was too scared to show up tonight to play.
Steve was. He's a coward.
Because he knew that Scott
he's
would
a coward. But then he's ducking you, but... I will arrange a rematch between you and Steve, so maybe you can, you know, you have to beat him twice, of course.
I guess as many dumb questions about the podcast, or you can ask more questions about wine.
You didn't know any of the questions about wine.
I knew the five regions of Bordeaux.
Yeah, you did.
I've told you that like 80 times, of course. You know what I've told you.
That I read in the Wine Atlas.
I'm basically, anything I tell you, I mean, you know, whatever.
I read it right before I came over here.
Did you?
I knew you'd ask that question.
Oh, thank God. You knew something. Anyway, folks.
I couldn't remember fucking Howl Mountain.
No.
Goddamn
stuff. You sang that like 80 times. Just point that out. So, folks, I understand why you wouldn't know like the ones that I never heard of, like Unicorn Ranch.
What was the last one that Wente was from?
Livermore.
Yeah, Livermore.
Remember how we made a big deal of that?
That was Steve's liver. We talked about Steve's liver that episode.
We might have. but you didn't remember where. That's why it's a 20-point question. So, folks, I'm going to bid you adieu because, you know, hey. And I'm going to thank you for joining us on the Wine Vault. And I hope that you come back, even though I can understand you realize we're frauds, except for me. But thank you for listening, and good night.